in a Sabbath evening service, a message preached by the Reverend Hugh Hannah on the 19th of June 1859, in defending the outbreak of revival across the city. The Reverend Hugh Hannah said this in the penultimate paragraph of that message: God has mightily increased the responsibility of the church. The strongholds of Satan are still numerous and stoutly defiant of God, but God has levelled many of them. Tens of thousands now crowd with eagerness to hear the gospel. Thousands here at Searcy who, but a few weeks ago, could hardly have been persuaded to enter the house of God. The difficulty now is not in filling the churches, but in getting room for the thousands who throng to them. God is wonderfully answering prayer. God is provoking his church to pray. Let her seek the conversion of the multitudes who now throng her courts. But God has shown himself disposed to grant it. If Belfast is not now converted, it would seem that the unbelief of the church is the only obstacle. I'll read that line again. If Belfast is not now converted, it would seem that the unbelief of the church is the only obstacle. Let the people of God cry mightily that the church may be aroused to a right sense of her position, to behold the open door of usefulness inviting her to enter, that entering she may take possession for the Lord. Now is the time for Christian activity. The fields are white unto the harvest. Arise, ye children of the Lord, go forth into the waving fields. The grain all golden invites you. The reapers labour. Thrust in the sickle, and ye will gather sheaves of ransomed souls for the garner of the Lord. Thus the penultimate paragraph of that message delivered in the Berry Street Presbyterian Church on the Sabbath evening of the 19th of June 1859 by Roaring Hugh, or the Reverend Hugh Hannah, as he preached there in his own church.